It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's NBA action, going over any news, injuries, anything that's going to help you set your lineups. Podcast can be found on all major platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play. It's all over the place. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform, or you can download it right from the NumberFire page if you're listening there, and follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. Before digging into those winners and losers, I want to let you know about the FanDuel Hot Streak contest that's running now through March 11th. Each day, there's one featured streak eligible contest that you can play with tons of cash prizes up for grabs. If you have at least one lineup finish in the top 50% of users, then your streak will continue. Your longest streak until March 11th will be rewarded at that point, and to top it off, whoever achieves the longest streak could win $25,000 in cash. So go ahead over to FanDuel.com or download the FanDuel app and get started. Moving right into point guard, we have no one that is above 10K tonight, but we have Trae Young coming in as the most expensive point guard, obviously. He got ejected last night for a double technical in the Chicago game. Only ended up playing 18 minutes. Don't think we really have to be worried about that. He's been playing, well over 30 minutes for, basically every single one of his last, 10 or 12 games. Notably, the game on Friday where he played 55 minutes in the multi overtime game, putting up a whopping 79 fantasy points. Obviously, he's not going to be playing 55 minutes. He's not going to be putting up 79 fantasy points every single game. But for 9,200 for a player who sees the usage he does going up against the Heat tonight, who are 19th in defensive efficiency against point guards, he's going to be in a good spot to really, really excel with the pure scoring as he has in so many of these recent games. He's also posting, several double-doubles in these recent games. Productions there, usage is there, minutes are there, the matchup's there, everything is awesome. Right now, we actually don't have an over-under set for this game. We're waiting on some injury news, specifically from John Collins on the Atlanta side. But if Collins is out, we're going to see even more usage flow towards Trae Young. It's tough to pass him up. And, hopefully he comes out a little motivated after only playing 18 minutes last night. It also means he's a bit more rested since he didn't play a full game and is on the second night of a back-to-back. But regardless, you also should be looking at De'Aaron Fox tonight for the Sacramento Kings. We have an over-under sitting at 232 points in this one. The Kings are 11-point home favorites going up against the Knicks, so they are the largest favorite on the slate. We do have to pay attention to that, so a slight blowout risk, but the usage rate and the matchup is just so, so good for Fox. As I said, going up against the Knicks, who are 23rd in defensive efficiency, Fox has been consistent as can be in recent games, playing a ton of minutes, producing over one fantasy point. As I said, the issue and the risk here is the blowout potential as 11-point home favorites. I would personally try to prioritize Trae Young. This game has a line set, as I'm seeing, minus one, but it doesn't have the over-under. So Atlanta's favored by 1 point, which is obviously far, far better for, fantasy value, because he should be playing full minutes and there's no chance he'll be, taken off the court. Really do like that spot for him, but I think Fox makes a nice GPP pivot off of him. If you want to drop down a tier, Jamal Murray is a guy who, we see just so consistent, and he doesn't have like an amazing upside. Like, he has like a really solid floor, but these upside games generally don't come from him, or at least they haven't in recent games, where he's playing 30 plus minutes in basically every single game, and he's putting up 31, 30, 32, 29, 35 fantasy points. And if you go back, before the All-Star break, he had a down game against Sacramento, putting up only 15. But then he's back there with 20, 23, 40, and 40 points. We're never seeing like a 50-point ceiling. And it's the same thing if you go even further back in his game log. Looking in January, it's just this string of 33, 33, 34 games, which is great. It's a consistency play. He's $6,900 going up against the Spurs tonight. This game actually set as a pick'em, which is obviously fantastic. It's a coin flip game with a 220-point over-under. So we're working with, immense fantasy value really on both sides, and the matchup couldn't be better since the Spurs are dead last in the league when it comes to defensive efficiency against point guards. So at $6,900, we're getting great minutes, we're getting great production, but the ceiling might be lacking from Jamal Murray. So I would look towards, you know, Trae Young as the high dollar spend if you really, really want to get up there towards a 45, 50 point type performance. If you want to drop down a bit further when it comes to point guard, you know, Rajon Rondo is seeing some minutes lately. He's starting. We know this game is a high over-under going up against the Clippers, 238 points. He is coming off a very rough game against Phoenix. There's no other way to put it. He played 25 minutes, and he only put up 18 fantasy points. If you look back, you know, the game prior to that, or the two games prior to that, he put up 39 minutes and 46 fantasy points, and then 37 minutes and 47 fantasy points. Hopefully, that is the, you know, level of production we will see him return to tonight. Moving on to shooting guard, where Luka Doncic comes in as the most expensive option tonight. He is $9,800. Going up against the Brooklyn Nets, we have an over-under sitting at 224 points here. The Nets are 5-point home favorites. Doncic has returned from, you know, a slight injury that he had, missing two games, you know, playing 26, 31, 32 minutes in these recent three games, putting up, you know, massive, massive numbers of 39, 41, and 49 fantasy points. I think he's, you know, a solid option on every single slate. There's no real reason to shy away from a player who has double-double, who has triple-double upside, who has a high usage rate, and is affordable tonight. We have seven games. We will find the value out there. If you don't want to spend all the way up for Doncic tonight, there are plenty of options in this mid-tier, and I think one guy you should specifically be looking at is Lou Williams for the Los Angeles Clippers. Sweet Lou just seems to really excel and the pure scoring when he gets it going. You know, he is, you know, for me, a GPP play only. And the matchup tonight should lend him to be a great tournament play. Going up against the Lakers, who are 30th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. As I said, this game has an over-under sitting at 238 points, with the Lakers only favored by 4. So if you're looking for, you know, a late-night GPP hammer, Lou Williams is, you know, a great option at $7,400. Very affordable. You know, he really can push towards that 45, sometimes even 50 fantasy point threshold if he can get that scoring going, chip in a few, you know, assists here and there, and then all of a sudden he's got 45 fantasy points come the middle of the fourth quarter. Absolutely love seeing that. Again, dropping down, if you're looking for a bit of savings, Dwayne Wade is a guy, you know, sometimes I feel can go overlooked. People think, oh, he's not going to play full minutes, he's going to be limited, and he has, I would say, a wider range of outcomes than most players. If you look just within this recent sample size, obviously it's small after the All-Star break. You know, he's playing everywhere from 22 to 30 minutes, which is a decent range, but he's scoring everywhere from 18 to 42 FanDuel points, which is probably a bit too much to trust for cash games. So if you want to embrace the variance and go forward in GPPs, that's fine. At $6,200, you're not really breaking the bank. And of course, the matchup is super soft for him going up against the Atlanta Hawks, who we know don't like to play defense this year, and come in 28th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So he's great as a GPP play, right? Generally comes in lower owned. You're not going to be spending too much on him. Obviously, there's a bit of risk. So tournaments only, not for cash games. If you're looking for another, I would say, GPP play only at $4,300, you have Pat Connaughton for the Milwaukee Bucks. And a lot of people, you know, might be a little bit late to the party because sometimes he's not playing in games. He's out there playing 7 minutes. He's out there playing 8 minutes, 17 minutes. He's only putting up 8 fantasy points. But this recent stretch of games is something to take note of. And we might want to, like, jump on, you know, the production now, and then as soon as it becomes a thing, you hop off to get, so you don't have to worry about ownership. But in these last four games, he's played 35, 25, 24, and 28 minutes, right? He's $4,300, and in those four games, he's put up 27, 23, 26, and 26 fantasy points. So we have two of those games, or I should say three of those games, are under one fantasy point per minute. One of them is 26.7 FanDuel points in the 28 minutes, so we're still just under one. And then we have one of the four games over one fantasy point per minute. But if he's going to be out there playing 25 minutes and he can score 23 fantasy points at $4,300, I think that really makes a nice value play, and will allow you to spend up on plenty of the players that we'll get to. You can spend up on Doncic, you can spend up on Trae Young, we'll get to LeBron. There's a lot of options on the slate you want to be spending on, and you will certainly take the savings where you absolutely need them. We don't have an over-under set in this game for the Bucks at the Suns. The injury news we were waiting on is regarding Eric Bledsoe. He was on the injury report on Sunday, or Saturday, whatever it may have been. He was removed from the injury report for Monday, so he should be good to go. The matchup is obviously great. We know that the Suns are not a great defensive team. They come in, you know, bottom 10 in the league against shooting guards. So we're working with a nice slate at shooting guard, which sometimes we don't often get. And listen, we could go, I could spend a whole podcast on just shooting guards. Donovan Mitchell, Drew Holiday, D'Angelo Russell, DeMar DeRozan, Devin Booker, Chris Middleton. Like, the list goes on and on seemingly at shooting guard, which is something we don't normally have. So I like the idea of, you know, reaching up for Doncic. I like the idea of dropping down into the mid-tier and taking Lou Williams and then taking some more savings, you know, with Pat Connaughton, so we can move on to small forward, where LeBron James comes in as the most expensive option at small forward and the most expensive option on the slate. He is 12.4 tonight. When we play him, we know we are getting a 50-point fantasy floor with plenty of upside into the 60, sometimes even 70-point range with a double-double, I would say, almost every single night, the potential for a triple-double almost every single night as well. We need the savings, so you might have to consider taking guys like Pat Connaughton to, you know, allow the roster flexibility when you're spending up for 12.4. We also have Antetokounmpo on this slate at 12.2, just $200 cheaper compared to LeBron, and who has seen, obviously, a bit of fluctuation. Missed the game against the Bulls, came back against the Kings, didn't really have an amazing performance, but now it's coming off just an insane game of 76 fantasy points against Utah the other night in only 31 minutes, which is absolutely bananas. Over 2 fantasy points per minute, putting up 43 real points and 14 rebounds, not to mention the 8 assists. So I'm fine with either of these guys. Again, we don't have a line set in the Milwaukee and Phoenix game, but I kind of have the feeling I want to lean towards LeBron based on the fact that there's probably a bit of blowout risk, even though we don't have the line, in the Milwaukee and Suns games, since they're just a far, far better team, and the Lakers need to be picking up wins. So there is, you know, a question you have to ask yourself: does Antetokounmpo have to go out there and, you know, score 70 fantasy points for the Bucks in order to win that game? Right, like, that's a legitimate question. He could go out there, have a, you know, I would say a quote-unquote average game for him, putting up 50 fantasy points, and they come away with that game cleanly. Maybe he doesn't need to play full minutes. Meanwhile, LeBron and the Lakers are struggling. They have to pick up these wins. He will be playing 35, 38 minutes, and he really has, you know, a higher ceiling based on the potential minutes he could be playing. If you don't want to pay up for, you know, those guys, you know, look at someone like Josh Richardson for the Miami Heat. They're going to be pretty popular tonight, going up against the Hawks, who just don't play defense. And their production for Richardson is, I'm going to say, kind of like Jamal Murray, where we know what we're getting, and it's never truly a ceiling, but he has a very, very consistent floor of points. Where if you look at just every game this side of the All-Star break, we have 31, 33, 33, 28, 27, and 23 fantasy points. So a floor of 23, but a ceiling of only 33, and it's basically the same if you go back a few games the other side of the All-Star break: 27, 21, 46, 36, 31. It's basically all the same. And at $6,900, it's again a player who doesn't break the bank and has a very soft matchup and is going to be consistent for you. So I kind of like him in cash games tonight. The ceiling won't be there for GPPs, which is, you know, really what you want. You want as much potential upside as you're going to get. And it's probably not going to come from Richardson, but a very safe cash game play. If you're looking for a guy who could potentially, you know, be a good tournament option, it's got to be Joe Ingles for the Utah Jazz. The minutes are always there for him. He's really kind of turned up the production since the All-Star break. You know, before the break, he was having some rough games, going out there, you know, playing 30 minutes and putting up 14 fantasy points, playing 27 minutes, putting up 15 fantasy points. But since then, it's been 32 fantasy points or more in all of the 5 games since the All-Star break, along with the fact he's played 31 minutes or more in every single game. So he's shown a bit of double-double upside. A couple games ago against Denver, 15 points, 10 assists. Absolutely love that. $6,700, another guy who is really, really affordable tonight. And, you know, if you work with enough value options out there, when you actually add him into your lineup, he's actually cheaper than the average remaining per player, which is certainly a very nice thing to be adding to your lineup, that kind of value. If you're looking for some serious savings, we have to, you know, drop down into this 4K range. Someone like DeAndre Bembry for the Hawks, is going to be seeing plenty of minutes as of late, and should be moving forward as Spellman for the Hawks is going to be out for, I think, 3 or 4 weeks due to this ankle injury. A guy who will probably be out there producing under one fantasy point per minute, but he's $4,600, so how much do we really need to get from him? You know, 23 minutes, 24 fantasy points, I think that's doable at $4,600. Then we have 36 minutes in that overtime game against Chicago on Friday. He only put up 25 fantasy points. That's fine. Then he did have a nice ceiling game from against Minnesota back on the 27th of February, 34 minutes, 42 fantasy points. And then he has 23 minutes and 21 fantasy points. So it's relatively within the same range outside of this one ceiling game where he had a double-double. So we're in a spot where we take a guy at $4,600, probably a cash-only play. You lock him into your lineups at $4,600 and you kind of just move on. You're going to get your 21 to 28 or so fantasy points. I don't think you have to worry too much about it. And the savings are always nice when you want to spend up for so many other players on this slate. So he's kind of a guy you just lock in and move on because of the savings and because of the consistency. Moving on to power forward, which is a position I'm generally not too excited about, but tonight seems to be kind of a bit different. And we have a lot of, I would say, nice options in the mid-range. If you want to go all the way up to the top, Julius Randle has been playing so well for the Pelicans. Obviously, he sees a really nice increase in usage with the minutes restriction on Anthony Davis. I will say that Davis is listed as questionable for this game, and if he is truly out, we know Randle will be out there just playing a ton of minutes, seeing the ball a ton. He has scored 28, 22, 35 real points. These are real points, not fantasy points, real points in three straight games, and he has 50 fantasy points or more in three of his last four. He's $9,000 tonight. The matchup for him tonight isn't amazing. It's going up against the Jazz. We know the Jazz are definitely one of the better defensive teams. We should also see the Pelicans playing down in pace slightly. I don't think that's going to be too much of an issue. We have an over-under set at 230 points in this game with the Jazz favored by 9.5. So again, this is a spot where we have a player, you know, who will be seeing good usage. They're playing slightly down in pace. It's like, you know, he's expensive, so with like a couple positives, couple negatives going for the given player. For me, I kind of want to live in this mid-tier of options when it comes to power forward tonight. We have, you know, a few injuries that are something to take note of. Let's put it like that. So Hassan Whiteside, you know, he's a center, but it impacts the power forward position because we have Bam Adebayo, who is starting for the Heat and has been playing phenomenally in these recent games. 28 minutes, 29 minutes, 31 minutes over this three-game stretch, putting up 43, 29, and 34 fantasy points. That is at one fantasy point per minute production or higher in all three of these games, which is absolutely wonderful for a guy who's only $5,500. Also, at $5,600, his teammate, Kelly Olynyk, is also playing fantastic in this recent stretch of games, putting up 45, 27, 29, and 44 fantasy points. Obviously, a bit of a range of outcomes there, but at $5,600, we're talking about some really, really solid production from these two players. The matchup for them is super soft. I mean, these are, you know, multiple Miami Heat players I've spoken about now, because going up against the Hawks is something you never want to pass on. You should also take a look at Dwight Powell tonight. He's $6,300 going up against the Brooklyn Nets. They come in 25th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. Powell is playing a ton of minutes, 31, 37, 36, 29, and 25 minutes this side of the All-Star break, scoring 12 or more real points in each one of those games and scoring 27 or more fantasy points in each one of those games with a high of 51 against the Clippers back on the 25th. $6,300, the matchup is super soft for him. I think we can trust him in cash games tonight. We have an over-under sitting at 224 points here. Nets are only favored by 5 at home, and we will see the Mavericks playing slightly up in pace. So a few really nice factors going for Powell tonight. $6,300, again, a player who doesn't truly break the bank and is getting great production, great minutes. If we're looking for a bit of a cheaper option at power forward, you know, Harry Giles for the Sacramento Kings. I spoke about him the other day because Marvin Bagley is out for a few weeks due to this knee injury. And, you know, Giles didn't play a ton of minutes in that game against the Clippers. He only played 16, but he scored 15 real points for a total of 26 fantasy points. which is really, really nice production. That's kind of what we saw out of him when he came off the bench the game that Marvin Bagley got hurt. He played 17 minutes against Milwaukee, putting up 30 fantasy points. So we can't trust 16 or 17 minutes for cash games, but at $4,900, if he's putting up, you know, kind of close to, you know, 1.5, you know, fantasy points per minute in some of these games at 4,900, he makes a viable GPP option due to the salary relief and the consistent production. And what happens if, you know, someone else gets banged up and they have to leave the game for a bit? Or what happens if he gets the hot hand and they allow him to push towards 20, 22 minutes? Already scoring over one fantasy point per minute is something we want to absolutely pay attention to. Don't think you should be passing on him tonight. If you're rolling out multiple lineups, obviously a GPP play only. Moving on to center, where Nikola Jokic comes in as the most expensive option. He's 11.2 tonight, going up against the Spurs, which is actually a matchup we might consider fading. He's played the Spurs two times this season, and it really, really hasn't ended well for him. You know, posting an average of about 33 minutes per game with about 34 fantasy points per game, which isn't great at all. And he's $11,000, and it might be a matchup thing, it might just be a small sample size, but it's tough to, you know, spend $11,000 on a player who is struggling, at least in a given matchup. So for me, not a ton of Jokic tonight, which I know can be a scary thing to kind of pass up on a guy who has a triple-double potential, you know, in most matchups. I just don't know if it's this one, which is kind of what has me a bit hesitant. I am very interested in a guy like Rudy Gobert. He comes in at 10.3, and he's coming off of two, I would say one very average game and then one kind of down game, which is the one against Milwaukee. He only played 19 minutes in that game, posting 19 fantasy points, which isn't good when you were expecting a guy who really goes out there basically every single night and posts a double-double. Like, every single night besides these recent two, he's a double-double, and he's posting 38, 48, 37, 58, you know, fantasy points this side of the All-Star break, which is what we want to see him at. And of course, I'm expecting a big bounce-back game tonight for the Utah Jazz. One, they're playing up in pace going up against the Pelicans, which is fantastic. We know the Pelicans are middle of the road when it comes to defending centers. They're 17th in the league in defensive efficiency. The issue here with Gobert is the fact that they're 9.5-point home favorites, and there's blowout potential. And, you know, if you're going to go to Jokic or you're going to go to Gobert for your, you know, high-dollar center spend, it's a tough spot, right? Because we have Gobert, who has an easier matchup, and he's cheaper, but there's blowout risk. And we have Jokic, who's expensive, but he's struggling against the Spurs, at least in the two games this season. I would lean towards Gobert in a bubble just because I want to have the easier matchup, the softer matchup, and he's cheaper. It's a really, really tough decision. If you want to drop down and just avoid both of them, man, Mitchell Robinson for the Knicks has just been playing amazingly as of late. His price has jumped up, so we do have to, you know, note that, but he's $7,100. Has posted three double-doubles in his last four games, 43, 29, 60, and 47 fantasy points in this four-game stretch. He's blocking two or more shots in basically every single game, which just gives him immense upside. The matchup tonight is so, so soft going up against the Kings, who are 29th in defensive efficiency against centers. So we're in a really good spot where if you want to avoid both the high-dollar spends in Jokic and Gobert, man, Mitchell Robinson at $7,100 is fantastic. Like, that's just the guy who's putting up the fantasy points, who has upside, you know, due to his blocking potential. It's great. If we want to drop down further, the guy actually on the other side of the matchup, Willie Cauley-Stein, we know sees plenty of usage increase and is really the beneficiary when Marvin Bagley is out, as we saw most notably in the first game going against the Clippers, where he played 31 minutes, which is exactly where he's been or was at in the game prior to that. But he posted 42 fantasy points in this game against the Clippers compared to the only 24 he posted in 32 minutes against Milwaukee. So if Willie Cauley-Stein is going to continue to see an increase in usage, he posted a double-double in his most recent games. He has shown plenty of double-double potential, you know, dating back to, you know, times at last season. He's $6,100 tonight. Does not break the bank. The matchup for him is solid going up against the Knicks. I think you can be firmly going to him, you know, as well. If you want to, you know, continue to drop down in terms of, you know, pricing, we do have to worry about, again, it's a similar situation with, do they have a blowout risk? Do they have, you know, are they playing down in pace? Are they expensive? And all of these sorts of things need to be taken into consideration. But I think you can go to someone like Alex Len tonight. The matchup for him is certainly on the tougher side, but he's played some really solid minutes in these past two games with John Collins out. 26 and 35 minutes, posting 28 and 24 real points for a total of 47 and 45 fantasy points. He's $3,700 tonight. The matchup, as I said, is tough, going against the Heat or 7th in defensive efficiency against centers. So he's $3,700. He has a tough matchup. He's playing a ton of minutes, and we have a higher over-under game. Now, this is largely dependent on, you know, if John Collins will be playing, because that's where the usage for Len really comes from. So we don't have that answer as of now. If we get later in the day and it says Collins, and we get the news that Collins won't be playing, I'll have some interest, you know, for Alex Len when it comes to GPPs, because getting over one fantasy point per minute production and a guy who scored 40 fantasy points in now back-to-back games at $3,700 is immense value. So we need more injury news surrounding the Alex Len, John Collins usage within the offense, but it could be a really nice GPP spot to attack. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. It's all over the place. You can follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.